Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ahalis, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Until now we have learned time in and time out again. What is the shear for Tumah to pass through from one room to the other, from one place to the other, a tefach by a tefach? In this Mishnah we're going to learn, yes, the shear is a tefach by a tefach, if this particular hole is made to use things for, like keeping things there, like a shelf or a closet or whatever, and it's open and it's a tefach by a tefach, Tumah will pass through. But if it's made for different reasons, or let's say it wasn't made at all, it just happened on its own, we're going to have different shiurim. For example, let's begin our Mishnah. Pesachta Sahalas, Per Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'oisa ma'ar batchila. Literally, this Mishnah means I come into a room and I say, oh, it's so dark over here, you know what, let me cut out a shtickle window over here to bring light into this house. And it could be in the wall, or others explain it could be in the roof, makes no difference. And really, we're going to see later, it's lav dafka that he designed it lechatchila for light. But right now, he wants it for light. But in order to contrast this case with the next Mishnah, the Mishnah is just using this example. He walks in, he says, oh, it's too dark, I'm trying to learn over here, I can't learn, you know what, let me make a hole here. Ah, chayah, the light's coming through. Zakta the Mishnah, this is a very chashev a hole, you made it for light. And because it's chashev, the tumah is going to pass through even if it's a smaller hole. Smaller than a tefach. How small? Shiurai, the shear for the tumah to pass through is going to be meloi makadeach gadol shalishka. Makadeach is a drill. It'll be the size of the hole that the big drill that was used in the lishka, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the chambers, in the rooms, in the offices of the Beis HaMikdash. That size hole is going to bring tumah from one place to the other. It may have been a big drill, but that hole, you should know, is much less than a tefach. It's actually the size of a punyan coin. Punyan a talki or a sella nirinus, the sella nirinus, different kind of a sella. Some say the hole in the yoke that's used with the oxen when you eventually put the rod through. We learned about that in Masechtas Kelim. Whatever it is, it's much smaller than a tefach. Vaitra says in Mishnah, shiori hamar means like this. For whatever reason, I say, too much light coming in. I can't have this open window. I'm closing it up. And he starts to close it up, and he looks at his watch and says, oi, it's almost Shabbos. Or, I don't know, he runs out of clay. Or, oi, my chavrus is waiting for me. Point being, he still plans to finish closing it. We're soon going to see that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is soon going to explain that. But right now, he didn't finish closing it. That's what's called Shiyori Hamar. So here the shear is going to be also smaller than a tefach, but it's going to have to be a little bit bigger than the shear of Meloi Mekdeach Gadol Shalishka. Because he started to close it, and he still intends to close it, to completely seal it, although right now it's still here bringing in light, it doesn't have that same chashivas, and therefore the hole is going to have to be somewhat bigger. What's the shear here? Rum etzbayim al roichiv hagudal. Rum means the height, right? Rum means high. Rum etzbayim means the height of two fingers. Ezba is a finger, etzbayim, two fingers. And the width of a thumb. That's bigger than the shear of the drill, but it's less than a tefach. And the Mishnah explains what we mean when we say shiyori hamar. As we explained, elu en shiyori hamar, we're talking about chaloyin shesasama, a window they started to seal. Lehismik legamer didn't have a chance to seal it. Not that he changed his mind. He didn't have a chance to seal it. He still intends to do it. But it's Shabbos. He got tired. Doesn't have his clay. His chavrus is waiting. And Mamela, he left it for now. So here the shear still stays less than a tefach, but it has to be bigger than the size of the drill. Now the Mishnah tells us something else. What about if you have a hole that nobody made? It happened on its own. Charuru mayim. If you have water leaking, eventually you're going to have a hole in the wall. Oishiratzim. Some kind of little animal dug away here. Poked away until there was a hole. Or just it opened on its own because of the salt, because of the sodium over here. It ate away at it. So I have a hole that was made hashgacha pratis, made by nature. Here, shiurei, the shiur is meloi egraif. Meloi egraif means a fistful, size of a fist, but not stam a fist. No, the fist of Ben Avitiach. Who's Ben Avitiach? He was a big person. His fist was the size of a regular person's head. Interesting to note, Rabbeinu Gershon brings in Masechtas Bechoris. Some say this Ben Avitiach was a gibar during the days of the Tanoim. And he was the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who may have been the head of the Briyanim that didn't want the Yidden should give in to the Romans. But Lamaisa, he worked with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He arranged for the plan that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai should be able to be sneaked out, and therefore he was able to deal with Hasbianus Kaiser. If you remember the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, and he was able to ask him for the three things: to save the Shalshelis of Rama Gamliel, to spare Karen Biavna, doctors to heal Reb Tzadik. So either way, Ben Avitiach's fist, that's the shear here. If it's a hole that was made on its own, is that less than a tefach? No, it's more than a tefach. If you didn't even want a hole here, it just happened. So in order for the hole to be considered a chashuv enough hole for Tumah to pass through, it would have to be a Maloy Agrav. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. But let's say this person has a very good attitude. You know what's called a very good attitude? Here, let me give you this example. He comes and he says, "Ay, the water made a hole. Gamzu l'tayva. You know what? I'm going to use it. I'm going to put things here." Chishav olav l'tashmish. He decided once he has the hole, why should he complain? He may as well use it. Zok the Mishnah, shiurei b'peseach tefach. Then it would have the same din as a chaloin that was made to put things inside, where the shiur is a peseach tefach. If it's a tefach by a tefach, then the tumah will spread from one place to the other. Limar, what if he walks in and says, "Oy, the water made a hole. You know what? Baruch Hashem, now I have light. I'm going to keep this hole for the light. I'm going to enjoy the light." Okay, so shiurei malay mekadayach. So the shiur is as if he made it lechatchila for light, and that's the size of the drill. That's why we said that although the Mishnah begins so oisem mor b'tchila, he decided, I'm going to make light over here, I'm going to make a hole for light. It's lav dafka that he decided to make it. Because here he didn't decide to make it, he just decided to use it for that. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, sirigais are mechitzais that look something like a chain link fence, a grill. They're used in front of storage houses. But the fafais are kind of a Venetian blind. That's what they made their windows out of. It has like slats. You know, sometimes when you want the ear to be able to go through, you have like a door. It has like wooden slats. People use it in the summer. They want ear to be able to come in, light to be able to come in. In this case, he wants light to be able to come in. So basically, you have a bunch of little holes or openings. So the Bishami have a big chumra over here. They say, Mitztarfais kamalai makdeach. So the mice, you want it for light. Nu oibazai. We're going to take all these little holes and combine them. And if you add up all the little holes and you have a maloy mekadeach, then the tumah will pass through. Kedivrei Beis Shammai. That's a very big chumrah, because I'm adding up each individual hole. The Chazon Ish explains, being that his purpose is light, so it doesn't make a difference that the hole is not in one place. The combined holes bring in the light. But that's the Beis Shammai shita. Beis Hillel and the Beis Hillel say, no. Tumah is not going to pass through this grill, or this slat window, this window made it with little holes inside. You would have to have one hole in one place. That's the shear of Malay Mekadech. The next part of the Mishnah, we're going to have a major difference in Gersois, in the Gersa of the Mishnah. Let's first go with the Batanura's Gersa. So first of all, we're not talking now about the Machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. We're starting a new thing. We had different shiurim at the beginning of the Mishnah. Let's take a chazer over. What would the different shiurim? If the hole is there for light, the shear is the size of the drill in the Beis Hamikdash, meaning that drill that was used, that size hole. If it was made for light and he started closing it but didn't finish it, the shear is two fingers by a thumb. And we also know that if the hole was made not for light but was made just to, let's say, put things there, the shear is a tefach by a tefach. If it's a hole that was made on its own, the water, the salt, the shuatzim, shear is malay egrev. Zak de Mishnah, all these shiurim apply whether it's lahavi atuma to bring tuma into the house, or lahaitzi atuma, or for the tuma to leave the house. What does that mean? Lahavi atuma means I'm sitting inside my house, I'm sitting and learning. Right outside of my house, there's a ledge, or let's say like an awning. And someone says, "Oi! I hear someone saying on the other side, there's tuma here. And there's a hole in my wall." The question is the tumah going to come in? Well, lahaitzi tumah means I'm outside under the awning. And someone says, "Oi, there's tumah in the house. And there's a hole in the wall." So according to the Tanakhama, We're going to take a look. Who made the hole? What is the hole for? And we're going to go through all these shiurim that we just said. If the hole was made for light, even if it's a very small hole, I have a problem. It's meloy mekadeach. If I was closing the window, didn't finish it, it's two fingers by a thumb. If it was made to put things there, it's a tefach by a tefach. But if the hole was made on its own through water, the salt ate away at it, shrotzim, then it's meloy egrif. Unless he decides afterwards to use it for one of these things. And there's no difference whether the shayla is with the person standing outside or the person standing inside. Whether the tum is inside or the tum is outside, whether it's going in or going out, same shear. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says, and this is the gersa of the Batanura. What are these shiurim? Meloy mekadeach. Sometimes you're saying it's smaller than a tefach. Sometimes you're saying meloy egrif, bigger than a tefach. Says Reb Shimon, lahavi yasatuma, whether the shayla is about tuma coming in, or lahaitzi yasatuma, whether the shayla is about tuma coming out, there's one shear. Bepaseach tefach. Less than a tefach, the tuma does not go through. If it's a tefach by a tefach, the tuma does go through. In other words, Reb Shimon argues with all of these halachas, all of these shiurim that we learned in our Mishnah. That's a more simpler girsa. There is another girsa. According to the other girsa, Reb Shimon says like this. Yes, we have these shiurim. Lahavi esatuma. If the shayla is or the tuma is outside, let's say under the awning, whether it comes in or not. But lahaitzi esatuma? But paseach tefach, the shear is paseach tefach. If the shayla is the man standing outside, he wants to know if the tuma inside is affecting him, then the shear is paseach tefach. And there are a lot of different mahalchim here to try to understand this girsa. We know till now that for tumah to come out is much easier than for tumah to come in. We've seen many times that the idea that derech hatumah lahoitzi, the understanding is if there's tumah in a house, it has to get out. It's not staying there. So with certain openings, we say, no, tumah doesn't come in, but with that same opening, we say tumah comes out. Now, Reb Shimon is not arguing on that. Clearly, Reb Shimon holds that for tumah to go out, it's much more chama than for tumah to come in. So how do we understand what Reb Shimon is saying here? According to this girsa, that these shiurim are only lahavi atumah. But lahoitzi atumah beveseach tefach. If I asked you a general question, until we learned this mishnah, we knew one shiur a tefach. Then we had different shiurim. Were those shiurim lachumra or lakula? You're going to answer, depends where. It was both. Sometimes the shiur was less than a tefach. Like if he makes it for light, sometimes the shear was more than a tefach. Like if the hole happened on its own. So being that we understand that Reb Shimon would be more machmir with tumah going out than tumah coming in, because no one argues on that. So Reb Shimon is only referring to one shear that we learned earlier where he takes issue with, and that's the shear of meloy egrif. Meloy egrif is bigger than a tefach. That's a big kula. According to the Tanakhama, you have a hole. That's a tefach, but because the hole was made on its own, the tumah doesn't come through. So, kumt Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, according to this gersa, I'll agree that if the hole was made on its own, and even though it's a tefach, the tumah doesn't come in. Okay, because the hole was made on its own and has no chashivas, unless it's malay egrif, the tumah doesn't come in. But lahoitzi es hatumah, where we know it's more chamer, then I cannot accept this shear of an egrif. And even if it's less than an egrif, it's just a peseach tefach, although the hole was made on its own, the tumah is still going to come out. That's how the Mefarshim explained Reb Shimon according to this other girsa. So again, what does Reb Shimon say? It's on the girsa. Going to the Batanura's girsa, Reb Shimon says, forget all these shiurim. There's only one shiur, tefach. Tanakama says, for light, it's meloy mekadeach. He started to close the window, two fingers by a thumb. If it's used somewhere to keep things inside, it's a tefach. If it's a hole that was made on its own, unless he decided to use it for a certain purpose, it's a meloy egrif. Kumt Reb Shimon, I don't know from those shiurim. I know only one thing, whether the tumah is coming in or coming out, tefach. According to the other girsa, Reb Shimon is saying, I agree with the Tanakam. If the shayla is the tumah is outside under the awning, and he's inside. Let's say you have a hole that was made on its own, even if it's a tefach, as long as it's not meloy egrif, the tumah does not come in. But if the shayla is that the tumah is inside, and what do we do with the keli or the person that's standing outside under the awning, there the shear is, if it's a tefach, the tumah will come out, because when it comes to tumah leaving, we're more machmir, meaning that tumah doesn't stay there. Tumah has to come out.